you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue our message titled, How to Become a Dad After God's Own Heart.
I encourage you to study more. I encourage you to further your education. I encourage you to eat right. I encourage you to do everything that any good father would do for their children so they can be healthy and prosperous. I encourage you to manage your money, don't I? I encourage you not spend more money than you make, or you're not going to be blessed. I encourage you to come to church on a regular basis because there are things you don't know and impartations you need to receive. I encourage you to pray. Everything that's a Christian principle, I encourage you in it. That's me being a good spiritual father to you, being a good pastor to you. I don't discourage you from any of those things. Well, don't worry about going to church. It's okay. Oh, you know, just do whatever you want to with your money. Just pray. I got a special anointing I put on you. That's not going to work. I'm not going to tell you that. You've got to speak well. People do well in this church. I like to tell them. I said, man, that so-and-so did so-and-so. I like to brag on them in the congregation. So-and-so happened. I like that because I want us to have a positive environment here where we build each other. Because I don't care how negative the world is. If this church will be what I have in my heart for it to be, you will always come here and have people who will believe with you. You will always have people who will believe in you. People will encourage you. Girl, I know it's tough in school, but you, that's what you want to do. Stay with it. Ain't nobody don't spoil you. You can do it. I mean, everybody's saying that to anybody. All of our children be smothered with confidence, be smothered with, you know, you can do all things through Christ. I don't care if they're not your birth child. They're still your child because they're a member of this congregation. And all these are our children. We be the village of Joy of Faith Christians. And like Paul said, the church to be at West Palm Beach, Joy of Faith Christian Center. And we encourage them and we believe in them. If need be, we fund them as long as they're doing right. And we be that family of God the way it's supposed to be that so many people are afraid to be because so many people take advantage of folks. But see, if I get like that, I have to throw out people trying to take advantage of people. Like the Bible said, they're still brothers and sisters, but have nothing to do with them. That means you excommunicate them because you can't be that trusting an environment where people aren't trustworthy. People have to believe, think of people other than just yourself. Another point, be a dad who praises and encouragement. Give your praise lavishly, not disingenuous. I'm not talking about your kid coming in with a D and you start praising them for that. I ain't talking about that. And there's some folks think, say everything good. If it ain't good, don't call it good. You ain't got to jump on them. You just say, you know what? Because if my kids came in with a D, I would say, let me talk to you. We got to talk. You got a D here on this Ed line or FCAT or whatever it is. Is that the best you can do? And what are they going to say? Or better question, what am I going to accept? If you tell me that's the best I can do, the teacher did, the so-and-so did, the so-and-so did, I say, I don't want to hear nothing about nobody else. I'm talking to you. I want you to answer for yourself without bringing nobody else into it. Is that the best you can do? Do you think your brain is damaged or something's wrong with you? Well, no. Nobody's going to admit something's wrong with them. I said, if nothing's wrong with you, with effort, you can do better than that. And I want you to learn to expect, not daddy going to spank you, mad at you, all this kind of stuff, because I don't want them serving me. If they serve you, soon they get the house, they're going to go crazy. You got to teach them to do it for themselves. What do you think of yourself? Do you think of yourself as a poor student, a poor educated person? Well, no. I said, do you think you're as smart as people get A's? Yeah, but the teacher, we don't want to hear about the teacher. Do you think you are as smart as everybody else? Or do you think you can do any work anybody else does? Well, yes. I said, if you can, then you need to do it. Because you need to not let yourself down. We let the kids know we love them, and we always let them know is we're not trying to be difficult or put some burden on you we don't put on ourselves. But I say, your dad has pastors a church, which is kind of like being self-employed, and it gives me a lot of autonomy, but I have a lot of responsibility, but I had to pay the price to get in that position. I said, your mother's an RN. She's no longer practicing now, but she maintains her license. I said, she's an RN. She can go get $60,000 tomorrow. It's her choice to support the home and to work at the church, and y'all ain't paying her nowhere near that kind of money. So I said that, but she has choices because she's educated. Some women don't have any choices. While she was believing God for a man, she didn't sit down and wait flipping burgers. She went out and got an excommunication. She got herself some education. So if a man don't come along soon, I ain't got nobody have to take care of me. I can take care of myself. And if she wanted me, I wasn't never looking for nobody looking for a free meal ticket. You can be pretty as you want. That's going to change with age. You got to bring something to the table and have something on the table when you're pretty be gone. Because you marry a woman to just suck money off you, the pretty disappear real quick. I'll go find one that's pretty and bring something to the table. So keep yourself in the game, ladies. And men, bring something to the table.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
And if she wanted me, I wasn't never looking for nobody looking for a free meal ticket. You can be pretty as you want. That's going to change with age. You got to bring something to the table and have something on the table when you're pretty be gone. Because you marry a woman to just suck money off you, the pretty disappear real quick. I'll go find one that's pretty and bring something to the table. So keep yourself in the game, ladies. And men, bring something to the table. So I tell the kids these things because, again, they said that you train your children up in the way they should go, and training is two things: instruction, the teaching, the explanation, and the discipline for when they don't do what you told them to do. So if you don't do what you told you to do, there's going to be repercussions, but we're going to make sure we tell you what to do, and I think you're going to get old enough, you just know what to do. We train anything we want them to do, we have to realize we have to train. We have to train them to clean the house, we have to train them to manage their money, because we don't think they're going to get old enough, it's just going to happen. We have to train them. That means we have to talk to them. We can't start punishing them. We got to talk to them. But then when you know they understand, then don't do it in as punishment. Training is instruction and discipline. Teach your children to believe in themselves, parents. Dad, most importantly, you are God to your children. A two-year-old can't understand the concept of God except daddy. So therefore, you are God to them. They look at you as you're the provider. When they begin to learn about God, they think of you. I've known people have said, Pastor Cook, I got a hard time understanding God being good to me because my father wasn't there. My father beat us when he was there. My father beat my mother. People who come like that have a hard time understanding when you call God, God, Father. And when you call God, Daddy, because that's the only father they know. They're men who have messed it up. But it works just as good when you're a man who does it right. Then you tell your kids to get old enough to know about God. Oh, I know God. That's the one who provides for you. That's the one who wipes your boo-boo. That's the one who loves you. That's the one who takes care. That's the one who holds you. The one who picks you up. The one who protects you from the bully. Yeah, Dad. Yeah, I understand, Dad. Yeah, I know Dad. I know what that is. Make sure your kids know what that is. God is on my side. He encourages me. Yeah, he'll discipline me, but he disciplines me because he loves me. Because that's what a good human father would do, because that's what a good spiritual father would do. So we're mimicking God, but we're teaching them God. So when they get old enough to understand Father, they know what that means, the Father God. Abba Father, Daddy. Teach your children to believe in themselves. Daddy loves you. Jesus loves you. And you can do anything in the world that you put your mind to. Excuse me. We tell our kids, anything that you're willing to believe God for and work for, you can have. Anything. Oh, I want to be a fireman. You can do it. I bet you'd be the best one they had. Oh, I want to be a doctor. You can be the best doctor they ever had. There's nobody any smarter than you. You could doctor and heal many people. Whatever they want to do that they want to do, we encourage them. We praise them for the good they do and encourage them to do more good. Encourage them to be their best and challenge them and spend money to do it. When they got things they want to do, you spend money. Alicia's in dance class. We got to pay money for dancing. Dan is doing gymnastics. We got to pay money for gymnastics. Bobby's going to these basketball camps. We got to pay money for basketball camp. Chris was in the skateboarding some time ago, and we're buying skateboards and doing all this. And now he's into collecting and different things like that. These kids are doing stuff, and we support them in it. That's part of encouraging. Support, encourage them to be well-rounded. We take them to museums. Sometimes I know none of us want to go to a museum, but we're going to go to be well-rounded. We're going to the rodeo this week. I've never been to radio, so it'd be nice to go. Then I'll be able to talk to people about the rodeo. I'm from Detroit. Do I really want to go to rodeo? I don't care nothing about the rodeo. I wasn't raised on horses. I don't care nothing about it, but I care about learning. You know, I cared about jumping out of the airplane. You know, so we went skydiving last year, and several of us from the church, can't say a bunch. A bunch said they would go, but it was me and three women who went. So the women had to show the men up that day. I was the only one representing the men. And mostly men was like, I'm going to go skydive. I got near that day. Well, you know, something came up. Nothing can't make it. I got something to do that day. So I'm out there with three women representing Joy Faith. But we jumped anyway. Jumped out the plane 2 miles up and just, we did our thing. But, you know, it's nothing I have to do, but it's interesting. My kids will know what it is to be at a rodeo. I don't know what it is to be at a rodeo. They'll learn something about that. We go to the Sea World. We go over to that thing there. Learn something about that. Go to a play. Learn something about that. Help your children. Encourage them to be well-rounded. Encourage them to have different experiences. You don't know if you're going to be an actor if you've never been involved in any live drama or acting. That may be what they want to do. Expose them to things. Take them to an opera. We went to see Cozy Van Tutte when we were in college, and that was really impactful to me because I was just like fancy people screaming. But you go there, I say, well, they scream good, though. You know, it's like how they do that. Get a little appreciation for it. And I would go to an opera if somebody went again. I enjoyed it. The live performances were great. I remember seeing Pearlie when it was on Broadway, and we went to see Pearlie back in the 70s, and I think Ben Vereen or somebody was in it. But it was really good, and that was just dramatic to me. And I want to take my kids to Kravis Center to see some live drama. We took them to see Tyler Perry's thing, to see that. Expose your children. Encourage them. Expand them. Broaden their horizons. A good dad to do that. And you'd always tell them, Daddy loves you. Jesus loves you. We always will. And you can do anything, baby. There's nothing that you can't do. So if you want to be a father, a dad after God's own heart, you have to, number one, be a dad of prayer. Number two, be a dad of purpose. And number three, be a dad who praises and encourages the children. Encourages them. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father God, we thank you so much for the word today and for the wisdom of your spirit. I thank you for these fathers that are here, Father, men of God, who come to church to hear the word and to grow, Father. Lord, we don't know everything we should know. And we admit that. That's why we're here, to grow and to learn, Father. And for those words of encouragement to those fathers that are here, Father, may the Holy Spirit plant it down in their heart as they meditate. Maybe get the CD and hear it over and over, Father. But they will change their relationships. They would change their relationship with their children because of that, Father. They would change their relationship. We thank you for the word today. In Jesus' name, we pray for those young men who aren't yet fathers, that they will not make the mistakes we made, but they'll start off knowing the word, Father, and growing in the word and showing and living that word to their families, Father. We thank you so much for each generation getting better because you're releasing your revelation to the previous generation. In Jesus' name, as fathers, we covenant with you in advance to give our children's children inheritance of God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Just a moment longer.
Today's message has been How to Become a Dad After God's Own Heart.
This is all the time we have for today. But as always, I believe this program is making a positive change in your life. Here's an address you may use to join me in keeping the positive change broadcast available to you on this station. Send an offering of support to Positive Change, 3132 Fortune Way, Suite D27 in Wellington, Florida, 33414. Thank you for helping me make a positive change in the lives of the listeners in your area. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, 2 blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by RW Plumbing Limited.